in the corporate world, in offices, when we work, we all do collateral damage because of competition. In the 18th chapter, in the 47th verse, Krishna says, 47, 48, 49, he's talking about how to work in this world. And there Krishna says that Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosham apinatyajit sarvarambhai doshena dhumena agnirimavrita. So he says that Sahajam karma kaunteya, whatever is our work, sadosham apinatyajit, that just because it is faulty, don't give it up. Sarvarambhai doshena, all endeavor in this world, all work in this world is covered by fault. How we use example, dhumen agnir ivavritaha, just as fire is covered by smoke. This means that fire is considered pure, but smoke is considered messy. So, but still, when fire is there, smoke will be there. Similarly, Krishna says, all work in this world will be covered by faults. So it's not just in today's corporate world. In every situation in life, in every age, there is always contamination. But that has to be practically dealt with. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that a businessman may tell a customer, now for you I am taking no profit. But the businessman will not be able to live without profit. So that businessman, when they say like that, it's basically, Prabhupada says, it's a simple untruth. They're just speaking untrue. That's what they do. So now that just that, so in certain places, certain things may have to be done. So when we live in a competitive world, then some amount of competition is unavoidable. So we have to see that we are meant to be devotees of Krishna. As devotees of Krishna, our purpose is not primarily to be champions of morality. That doesn't mean we have to be immoral. Definitely not. But that simply means that we don't necessarily have to be campaigners against certain forms of evil that are prominently present in society and that are integral part of society. For example, if I come to the mode of goodness by the practice of bhakti, I may become more environmental conscious. Now, if I start thinking that every time I ride in a car, the car is causing so much pollution, this pollution is causing so much problems to the ecology. Well, that's true, but what can I do in today's world? So some ultra-ego conscious people may say, no, we will not use automobiles. We will use some other kind of vehicles. We will use different things. So some people may say, oh, we'll just go and live in a village. Okay, we'll live in a eco-friendly community. That's good if we can do it. But if our service requires us to function in today's world, we have to, as Prabhupada would say, make the best of a bad bargain. So, in the competitive world that we live in today, if competition is largely a part of life, then we have to accept it. But we don't have to necessarily embrace it in an excessive way. That means, so if we are part of a company which by its operation itself does cause some collateral damage, then we can't go against the company. We can't just quit our job. But within that, if it is possible, we can see if we can take up a role where we can come up with some more eco-friendly opportunities, or we can take up a role where things are not that competitive, where if we work with a team, we work in a cooperative way. So it's like the social current is moving in a particular way, and we can't resist the social current completely. But that doesn't mean that we have to fuel the social current. You know, we can, within that social current, be an example of somebody who is sattvic. The overall life is going to be passionate. The overall world is going to be passionate. But that doesn't mean that we have to be super passionate. We can relatively be in goodness. So how to do that? That will vary from situation to situation. So for example, now, somebody may just have to, somebody is a doctor. And if that doctor is a part of a hospital where there is a whole system of kickbacks or commissions, you know, that you recommend certain tests, and because of that, the whoever does the tests, they give you some percentage for the tests. Now, for the doctor, a doctor may not decide, I'll become a campaigner and I'll fight against the whole medical system about this. But we say, I may not do this. Or we all, in our particular situation, can decide what lines to draw. So we don't want to use our devotion to be immoral. By the same time, we have to recognize that we are finite beings. So we can't rebel against the whole system. So we try to be an agent of change or difference within the particular situation we are in. And ultimately, the more lasting change is not social change, but spiritual change. So if in whatever situation we are in, we say, if we are driving, we are living in a city environment where we are also contributing to the ecological footprint, where we are also using cars, we are also using many things, that's going to cause some damage. But if our life is for the service of Krishna and we are helping people raise themselves to spiritual consciousness, then that is going to make a significant difference. If we are practicing bhakti and we share about bhakti with others, and then you know, somebody becomes a serious devotee, that person also becomes an environmentalist, and that person brings a bigger change in society. So we have to see in my situation what is the best I can do. And if we have that sincere desire to serve Krishna, then Krishna will guide us how we can best function in our situation. So, as I said, dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayamtite. If we have an intention to serve Krishna, He will give us the intelligence by which we can serve Him effectively. I'll conclude with one example. There was a devotee who was in the US Army, and he was in the US Army, and then he became a devotee. When he became initiated, his spiritual master gave him the name Parthasarthi. So then he was told, when the conflict was happening in Iraq, he was told to go to Iraq. Now he told his spiritual master, I don't want to go, this whole war is political, why should I go? So his spiritual master told him, no, if you have been working in the army, they paid you, that is your duty, that is your job, you have to go there. So then when he went there, he was a squadron leader, and when he would lead his squadron, so because even there he would remember Krishna, would just chant Krishna's name in the mind. So what happened was, he stayed very cool and he led his squadron out of several guerrilla attacks, several ambush attacks. He saved them by his presence of mind. And then one of his troop members, they asked him that, sir, how do you stay so cool? So he was about to answer, then it struck him. He says, now I understood why Krishna sent me to Iraq. He said, I have been trying to speak about the soul and bhakti and Krishna to them in America, but when they were living in comfort, they were not interested. But now when they are on the border of life and death, they are seriously interested. And then he spoke about how, you know, we are the souls and we are eternal and we are indestructible in life or death. We have a relationship with God, we should remember God. And then afterwards, every time when they would go on expedition, you know, they would have their guns, they would have their green uniform, their helmets, and before they would go, he would give them an inspirational talk. And just before they would go, they would all come and he would sprinkle some Gangajal on them. Some sacred Ganges water, they would go to fight. And there he was a good singer. So once a week, he started doing kirtans over there. And they all started singing. Then he wrote about his experiences in a journal, he called it Battlefield Bhajans. And then eventually the singing program became so popular that actually in the American cantonment in Iraq, he organized a Rath Yatra. And that was the first and only Rath Yatra in the Islamic world, especially that part of the Islamic world, public. So, you know, Krishna had his plan. Now, in his situation, he can't say that I will not fight this war at all. He has to fight. That's the situation which he is in. But we can all become agents of change within whatever situation we are put in. Okay? Thank you very much.